And it really is focusing on what your key services are, your unique selling propositions, and the core values of your business. And if you can display that as soon as someone looks at your website, you know, in an instant, that's sort of what you need to do.
Welcome to the Business Behind Your Business, conversations to help your business grow and thrive. Hi, I'm Paul Sweeney, founder of Pretium Solutions, chartered accountants and certified business advisors, hosting the Business Behind Your Business. Welcome to the Business Behind Your Business. Today I have Claire Wendell from ClickClick Media. Claire, you've created your business back in 2008, so you've been in business for quite some time, offering online marketing, digital marketing experts. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Paul. I founded ClickClick Media in 2008, specializing in Google Ads at the time. We've now have a team of close to 20 people, and we supply all sorts of services to advertise your business online. So from building websites, doing social media campaigns and Google campaigns, as well as software architecture and engineering, which also is a very important part of marketing.
So there's quite a lot that you've described there, and I guess one of the traps for people when they're starting business is they don't really understand what's involved in marketing, and particularly digital marketing. Many people think, oh, well, we'll just get a website and throw in some AdWords and away we go. But what do you think the biggest issue or the biggest problem that people encounter when they first go to do digital marketing? What do they get wrong?
Well, I guess the everything really starts with, I mean, your website, making sure that you have a really good brand and image that represents your company and who you are. I find that for a lot of businesses we deal with, that just seems to be such a difficult thing for them to do, you know, writing up their content, for example, and really so getting that right. What we also see so much is, you know, people just trying to, businesses just spending bottom dollar on a website, you know, like spending $1,000. They have a $40,000 fit out in their office or in their retail display, and then, you know, they spend more on their chairs than they do on a website. So yeah, look, getting the website right, looking right, and working and functioning right is probably the first really important thing to do prior to advertising online. I guess it's different with everybody. You know, it's such a mixed case. So we don't deal with a lot of startup businesses. So we tend to work with businesses who are already quite established, but they're just doing things so wrong online. So it really is important just to be able to understand how that needs to. Your business needs to be represented online, and it really is focusing on what your key services are, your unique selling propositions, and the core values of your business. And if you can display that as soon as someone looks at your website, you know, in an instant, that's sort of what you need to do in an online sort of way.
So I guess what you're saying is you need to have that framework there, and then if you don't have that framework, then whatever website you come up with is going to be very, I guess, disjointed and not conveying the right message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we deal with some businesses who don't have that framework yet, so we help them understand what that is, and then, you know, bring them to that point of that they can actually put that on their website, and how important it is to put those core values and those unique selling propositions on the website. You know, you really want to try and, with your online marketing, showcase who you are as a business. You know, the behavior of consumers online, your competitor is just one click away. You know, as opposed to retail, you might be the only person, you know, vicinity. If they want to go to somewhere else, they've got to walk. So it's very easy for people to compare you with other businesses online. So in order for you to get the right clientele online, you really want to be representing your brand on your website of exactly who you are and the type of customers you're looking to attract. So if you just want volume in your business, for example, you'll, but like we can look at different sort of areas. So you've got, for example, value. You might, let's say you're a builder, or a patio builder. There's certain patio builders that they just want to chuck something up, done, you know, get it over and done in 3 days. Whereas other people want to actually add value to your home and they do massive structures and this, that. So it's a very different market that they're, that we're advertising to, which will change what, how, and what we represent on the website. So that's, let's say, people shopping on value over price, value over quality over quantity. That's the right word, I think. Then you've got, what other, location. So, you know, that's also a really big part. And just some basic, you know, business marketing is, you know, depending on where you are in the world, let's say we're in Sydney here, it's quite a large place. So rather than focusing Australia-wide or even Sydney-wide, really kind of starting to tailor your market to your surrounding area, and that tends to, it's not for every business, but it's definitely, if you're starting out in business, it's something that we usually recommend our clients do. So they can grow and expand in their actual local area and then from there scale outwards and onwards. So the strategy, what you start with when building a website, might not be what you end up with in 5 years or 10 years. That can change as your business changes.
I think the other thing with the website is that if let's look at your advertising strategy. So with Google AdWords and Facebook ads and that have become very popular, but again, you're trying to bring your customer to a central place, which is generally your website. Mm-hmm. So if your messaging on your website is telling something different to what your ads are saying or inconsistent, then or even inconsistent. So if you're going with premium and your website's poor quality, it doesn't sort of match up. So there is a mismatch. So you could be misspending on your advertising. So I think you need a consistent message through there. And I think the website sort of sets that foundation for how you move forward.
Well, it's the difference between your advertising working or not working. You know, if you get the website wrong and the website message wrong and then go to Google Ads or Facebook, you're not going to get any inquiries. You just won't. So that's a big beef. A lot of inquiries call up and they say, well, Google doesn't work or Facebook doesn't work. And it's like, well, there is a formula that you have to get right in order for ads to actually work. And if you're going to be, you know, even if it does work, you know, it could be working so much better. You know, so we here manage over $1 million in Google ad spend a month. You know, it definitely does work. So actually trying to like if something's not working, once we actually send it to advertising, all the data is there to help you understand why. And that's why we can be so precise as a marketing agency with the design and development of our websites, because we have been doing it now for 15 years and we've seen the data. We've done so many experiments of what works and what doesn't work, putting what message where, what button where. Like, there's a lot of science behind it. So that's why it's quite a difficult subject for me to try and simplify, because it's not always that simple.
I think that's probably one of the traps that a lot of people, particularly those newer in business, fall into, that they see a lot of stuff online that says it is really simple. But you can spend a lot of time learning the process and making those experimental mistakes like you've described. When you're starting business, there's two things that are at a premium to you. One is your time and two is your money. So if you're spending on ads or on a campaign that's not getting the results because you're not, you know, putting your effort in the right area. And also if you're having to spend more time to do this, which takes you away from actually producing income in your business. So there's a lot of value in actually working with someone like yourself and a team. So, you've got a team of 20 people all with different skill sets. And one of the advantages of, and look, my accounting firm has used your company, ClickClick Media, to produce our website, and we've got an enormous benefit out of it because we've got a lot more clarity and consistency with our messaging as a result. And without that, you're just throwing money almost like just in a scatter fashion, hoping that some of it will stick and come back to you in the form of new business.
Yeah. And there is so many different thoughts and stuff out there, Paul. So many agencies that all sort of specialize in different things. And I think the one thing that I'd have to say is your digital marketing, the real strategy you want to be looking for is something that's scalable, building something that actually works, that brings in leads into your business. So if it's not doing that, then something's wrong.
Yeah, your messaging's got to be consistent between your advertising and what the message is on your website. Otherwise, you are sort of spending money on advertising, which isn't going to deliver the right results.
Getting that message right is very important, of who your business is and what type of customer you want to get. If you get it wrong, then you're just not going to – I mean, I think it's in anything, if you – even if you have a retail store, if you don't have the right look for maybe this location, then you're not going to make sales. So if you've got if you want a store in the eastern suburbs, for example, you need to actually have that right look and understand what the look needs to be and have the right message for the times. It could be eco or whatever it is. So it's the same with digital marketing, of understanding what your business message is, who you want to actually work with, who are you trying to attract, and then how do those people that you want to attract, what are they looking for, why do they need your business, what problems they might be having in so if I explain your business, Paul, you've got a number of things that you're targeting as an accountant, but that accountancy is such a broad, there's so many different people that need accountants at different times for different things. So it's really understanding what do you want to do in accounting, why are you doing it, and who do you want to work with? And so if we can start there, we can start to get a baseline. And then with digital advertising, you just start tweaking that over time, so those messages might change as your business evolves, but being able to just start with a baseline, understand that you can actually get the type of customers you want to work for or with, and if you're not, then something's wrong.
Yeah. So you hinted, or you started talking about understanding what's going on in your business and where your customers are coming from, but there's a lot of data available in this field. So Google is a wealth of data, and also Facebook. So there's a lot of data that you can capture to tell you about what's happening once somebody clicks on an ad and where they're going to on your web page and what they're actually interested in and how many people that actually click through make contact with you. So there's a lot of data there, and knowing what that data actually means, it's like speaking another language. I'm good with numbers, but a lot of what comes through there I don't understand, and that's why I rely on your team, especially to explain what's going on and what it means we should be doing as our next step in refining our strategy.
Yeah. So the more data you collect, the better decisions you can make. So once you get started with your digital marketing, it really isn't just guesswork. We're not like, we might try the color red. If you really want to know whether or not it should be red, you can find out. And the longer you run things for, probably one of the main pieces of data we work with is, well, not the main pieces, but we optimize towards your CPA or cost per acquisition. So how much advertising dollars are you spending to get one inquiry or acquisition or sale, and is that profitable? So once you, and that looks different for every business, obviously, with different prices, pricing structures, or even just different length of the sales process. So from the time they inquire to the time they end up joining up, and then also how long that customer might be for, so the customer lifetime value. So all of those numbers come together to make a simple CPA. How much are we willing to spend in order to get a lead? Now, if that CPA is too high, we need to, diversify the strategy, try different things, bring cost per clicks down if we can. Or it might mean that you actually need to increase the price of your product. So there's lots of different decisions that come based on that CPA. So understanding at that given time what's happening, and then setting a strategy, and it might be for 1 month or 3 months, revisiting, looking at the data again. Obviously, there's a lot of optimizations. I hope I'm not getting too complex.
Oh, no. I think that's explaining it, because I think what people don't understand is you need to know what the data means. And look, we say this from an accounting point of view as well. You need to understand your numbers, but you're explaining it quite well, because if your cost per acquisition or cost of getting each customer from your marketing strategy is, say, $55, let's say $55, but if your average sale to a customer is $50, well, there's a problem, because you're making a loss before you even make the sale. Mm. Whereas if your life or your value from a customer is $1,000 and your cost is $55 to acquire them, well, that you're still making a profit on that. So the higher your sales value or your lifetime value of the customer, the higher that cost you might be willing to pay, particularly where there's a lot of competition. So the higher the cost for each ad or each prospect that you get through that strategy.
That's right. Yeah. The higher the cost is usually. It shows that there's there's a lot of competition, and two, because it works really well. So it's really important in those high competitive markets to get your website spot on, right, perfect, because any little bit of weakness, that you're just throwing money out the door there and your competitor's winning. It also creates a market, highly competitive industries, they're competing against each other, so they constantly have to be ahead of the pack almost, and ahead of that thinking. And I guess that's why working with an agency with those sort of markets is really important. If you are looking at growing your business, and that's what you're seeking, because with some of our highly competitive industries, we're doing new websites or new landing pages or new strategies every single month. So it is like, righto, look, we found something super cool. Let's go and put it through here. And and then all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, the rest of the market's copying and following. So, yeah, it can be tricky.
But I think as you're starting your business, you need to, I think, start with something manageable but effective. Mm. So, what would be, say, a base, like, website strategy that you'd recommend to somebody with a smaller budget, maybe starting business and trying to test whether things are working?
I think education is super important with businesses that are starting their new businesses and startups, which is why, like, up until now, I won't get into that, but let me just get to the point. I might just give some just things that I would tell my friend, right? Those little points. So one, there's so many different websites and types of websites you can get out there. You've got your DIY websites that, and there's a pro and a con for a lot of these different things. But unfortunately, there's also a lot of agencies who, while you might be, let's say you might be spending 10 grand on a website, for example, they're actually giving you like a, $500 website. Whereas, so really understanding what you're actually buying in a website is important. What platform you're going to use. So we here use WordPress, and we do custom WordPress websites. They give you a content management system. There's no ongoing costs with that either, because it's apart from your hosting. which is not WordPress. And it's probably just, I mean, majority of the internet has WordPress websites. And it's not expensive either. And it's worthwhile, you know, I suppose, getting it done properly.
So effectively, we're looking at, you know, you can get the DIY products, which are, you know, they are at a much lower end of the price spectrum.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like anything, you do get what you pay for, and you don't get the expertise, you don't get the guidance, you don't get the support. And the feedback, really, because if you're doing it yourself, you know, you're your own creator, judge. You know,
that's it. If you're serious about, if you want to advertise your business website, I wouldn't be using one of the DIY website builders. You know, it's just, you'll be throwing money outside the door. You know, there's so many things like page speed, just everything about them. But what they can actually be really useful for, especially with businesses in the early startup phases, is to actually start to compile your thoughts and create your content. You know, so that is such a hard part for most businesses when they're starting up, is all of a sudden you've got to write a page of content about who you are. And that can take businesses months and years, you know. So those DIY build your own websites can be just really good to help you start thinking about your business and what you do want to present to the public and what you do want to write. And so once you have like that, you can then go bring it to a marketing agency and then they can easily understand who you are, and then rebuild something for you in a proper format anyway, for advertising, ready for advertising.
Yeah, so I think something simple would be a good starting point, because I think at that early stage when you're starting your business, you don't know exactly which direction you're going into. You've got an idea, you've got a plan, but a lot can change from that startup to down the track. So maybe that is a good strategy, is use one of those startup ones as a framework, and then get some feedback on that. What are people that are going to your website actually looking for? And you don't have to make it overly complicated, I think, at that stage. No. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much. And your very first website, and I know this from experience for myself as well as all of our customers, it is the hardest thing you can do. The very first website you do. From there, it gets a little bit easier. But, having to write about yourself. How do you write? Do you write it for the first person or third person? You know, like, there's so many questions. And, you know, there really isn't any right or wrong answer. Starting the process is, however you can do it, the very easiest. If you prefer just to pay someone to do it, there's many people out there can do that. Or, it's probably a good idea you actually write your content when you first start your business.
Yeah. And, look, I think the other thing to remember is that it's not a set-and-forget strategy. It's an evolving landscape, and your business is evolving. So what you've got in place today will probably be completely different in 1 year or 3 years or particularly 10 years. So strategies change, and the marketing rules or the landscape has changed considerably over time. So, it's not a case of having to get it 100% perfect right from the beginning.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I think that's you said four different things that I can talk about, but yeah, definitely it isn't set and forget. Some businesses are lucky enough just to, you know, build one website that's now, we call them dinosaurs, they're 40 years old and they still just work. but that's very rare. So, your business changes as well. So you might have started, you know, selling one thing and you've completely shifted and done 360. So a lot of things change over time. So the simpler, you know, getting something up ready to sell is really just focusing on that, you know, core, core service, who am I selling to, what do they need and what are they looking for?
Great. Well, thanks, Claire. I think you've given us some good frameworks to work with, and I think you sort of dispelled that myth that you've got to get everything 100% correct to start with, that it is an evolving landscape, and you do get more value out of it by reviewing what's happening and making changes accordingly. So thank you for going through that with us today. So, Claire, look, if we talked about engaging a marketing agency to do this process or help with that process, particularly a website, but you also do the digital marketing campaigns as well. So how do people get in contact with you?
With me? Look, if anyone wants to have a chat, we're based in Bella Vista. The company name's ClickClick Media, clickclick.media. And, jump on our website and give us a call.
Fantastic. And we'll put a link to the website and a bit more background on ClickClick Media in the show notes for you to look at and follow through and have a look at some of the great work that they've done.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks for listening. Do you have a question you'd like our team of experts to answer? If you do, send your question to podcast@thebusinessbehindyourbusiness.com. To hear more from The Business Behind Your Business, don't forget to subscribe using your favourite podcast player, or you can visit the businessbehindyourbusiness.com website.